And good morning, Central Oregon. Hey, welcome to Talk Real Estate with Fred Johnson. Happy to have you here. The number at station, 541-388-1110. Feel free to call in. Love to have you in. I've had some folks this week send me some information and that sort of thing. And if you're standing by the phone and think you want to call in today, today'd be a good day to do that. So how'd you do? How'd you do? How'd you make it through all the snow? You know, I'm the guy that's always telling you to keep a broom by the door and get out there and shovel and get it ready to go. And well, you had your test run here, by golly. You know, we had winter. Winter came on kind of hot and heavy. And so I don't know what we say about it. Do we go, wow, that was our winter push. There's another one right around the corner. Or do we go ahead and start lining out our garden and think spring's right around the corner? I don't know which it is, but for some reason or another, I think that we're probably going to have another cold hit here. So any of the things that were discovered, maybe a downspout didn't work real well, or you know, maybe sometimes in that transition between outside to inside didn't work real well, or maybe there was a little too much clutter in the garage so you weren't able to park your car inside, and you know, you had to scrape the ice on it every day. You know, maybe be able to make a little room so you can get her undercover might not be a bad way to go. But hey, we made it. We made it. I didn't hear of any loss of life or any of that sort of thing here in town, so I guess we're doing okay. So no holidays today in my deal for you. The 29th, which is Monday, is Kansas Day. Apparently that was the day that Kansas became a member of the Union. But other than that, nothing really noteworthy on the holiday side. Today's been bulletin. There's the Central Oregon Builders Association, COBA, announced two different people. One, of course, is their new president, and then the other one is a Lifetime Achievement Award for Charlie Miller of Miller Lumber Company, and you know, a Bend, Oregon institution, multi-generational institution, he's been really, really remarkable. His participation within our community and what he's done for all these years. So definitely a big shout out to Charlie. You know, he went away, went to school over at Oregon State. Came back with a finance and industrial engineering degree in 1985. And then he decided to help with the family business. His dad, Bill, another remarkable man, passed away in 2001. And, shortly thereafter, they kind of got active in the community. And Charlie was active in not only the Chamber of Commerce, but also the COCC board, as well as the Central Oregon Builders Association. Also participated. This was kind of an interesting one. Many of you probably don't remember it, but the sewer infrastructure. Bend for a number of years didn't have a sewer until about 1990 is when they started to push it through the town. And of course, the UGB issues, that's the urban growth boundary. And you know, Charlie's done great. They sold the business a couple years ago to a company called Kodiak Building Partners. And that was finalized in 22. They're named a new president as of November of 23, Willie Hertford. Is going to take it over. So I guess Charlie's going to have a fair amount of free time, probably see him on a mountain or skiing or do any of that sort of thing. And the other one, honestly, I haven't had the opportunity to meet Justin Perkey, but he's the new president for the Central Oregon Builders Association. And, he started working in building. He says he's always had a fascination for building when he started with lumber or Lincoln Logs as a kid, and started working in the building industry in 1995 for $9 an hour. And now at 51 years of age, he's the president of the Central Oregon Builders Association, so he's doing pretty darn good. Grew up in Lakeview, had a degree, and moved to Bend in 95 with a degree in finance. And of course had the great fortune. You know, he went to work for a company. This was for those of you that haven't been here for a while, but 1990 or 2005, 2006, things were just boiling. You know, it was just rolling right along. So he bought one of his customers' businesses, and then of course between 2008 and 2010 all of that stuff sort of disappeared. So he had to go through the pain of laying off 20-25 employees and doing that. And many years ago someone told me, I think it's true in real estate as well as it is in building, it's you have to know both sides of the market. It's nice, and everybody loves the good times. When it's going up, you can't make a mistake, everything's getting worth more money, and you're making money, and you got a shiny new truck, and everything's all good. But then when it hits the top of the hill and turns to the other side, and all of a sudden things aren't going so well, it doesn't necessarily happen as a result of something here in Bend. It could, be an interest rate decision or a policy decision made somewhere else. And next thing you know, you're doing everything you can to hold on to what you've got. Well, after you survive both sides of that, the going up and the coming down, then you can actually say you're a contractor, developer, or you're a real estate broker, because you actually understand that it is a cyclical business, and part of those cycles you have really no control over. They're outside of your business plan. So I always admire people that have known both sides. So apparently there's 750 members of the Central Oregon Builders Association, and you know, and a shout out to Justin Perkey as well. He has a Perkey Built Homes, he and his wife Courtney, and they sort of do, you know, which, gosh, you just don't see too much anymore, sort of that, you know, family owned deal where he apparently likes to keep his hands clean and is on the job site and managing the site a fair amount, and you know, it's good to see, and they have been really, really instrumental. The Builders Association as a whole have been really busy, really active. One of the things that we may get into a little bit here today is, you know, there's some tax issues or fee issues or whatever you want to call it. One's called systems development charges. It's still a tax. The other one's a transportation utility fee. It's still a tax. And they all go right to your overall tax burden, which, you know, here in Oregon, we're fortunate enough to, I guess, I just heard this in the national news or the mainstream media, that we're the second most burdened tax state in the country, second only to New York. So all the best to Perkey Homes, Perkey Built Homes. I hope that they do a wonderful job, and I hope that he continues to do a good job. And the Builders Association is just pushing back right now on the systems development charges, which were disproportionately unfair. And once again, it's one of those things that doesn't have a lot of regulation to it. So maybe we'll get into that just a little bit more here today. Got some exciting things on the horizon. You know, as I've shared with you that are regular listeners, you know, we're kind of changing that name. Here's again. Oh, sorry. I guess I got Siri going there a little bit. But I've got some interviews scheduled up, and a couple of them I think they'll be pretty interesting to our listeners, and one of which is I've got an active member in the association, and you know, also the realtors, the Realtors Association, that's very, very active in the political process over in Salem. We're just getting ready to go into our legislative session, and he's familiar with some of the bills that are coming up, some of the things that are happening. You know, and I sort of like you to hear it straight from the people that are actually there. You know, it's easy for me to say things like 3,000 bills were put forward last session and none of them were business friendly. And hopefully there's something on there that is business friendly, or at least something you can hear from him. You know, one of them I know that is going to be on the docket this year apparently is there's some consideration to doing a statewide property tax. Which would sort of be an end around to our measure that limits property tax increases to 3%. Hopefully that gets squelched pretty quickly. And then after him, I've got an estate attorney to come in, talk with us a little bit about, you know, some of the things you can do in your estate planning, what that looks like, the importance of not only having your power of attorney, but also having your personal representative established, you know, what your advance directive looks like, and all these things. And quite honestly, all of us that are about over age 25, it's a topic none of us like to talk about, but it's something that we should have, because you never know if you're going to slip and fall on the ice or you're going to have an event, something's going to happen. And all too often, because it's a topic that we don't like to talk about, people find themselves in a situation where there were no arrangements made whatsoever, and it's very, very difficult on the members of the family that are around that want to help but unfortunately can't help. So I think that'll be pretty interesting. And I've got a pretty enthusiastic reverse mortgage, retirement mortgage, some of us like to call them, reverse mortgage person to come in to talk with us. And you know, enthusiastic about the business, is been in the reverse mortgage business exclusively, and there's so many different applications, you know, just like in doing, you know, senior real estate, which I do a fair amount of it. You know, some people are trying to downsize. They're trying to sell the farm and get into something smaller in town. And generally the dream that goes with that is I want to sell the farm and then I want to pay cash for the house in town so I don't have any payments, which the payments, granted, are a portion of home ownership, but, you know, there's still a number of fees that go along with that. And maybe... And in some cases, there may be an advantage to sell the farm and finance half of the house and put the other half of that money in your bank account so that you've got reserves for medical or travel needs or personal needs, whatever it may be. And you can still find yourself ultimately in the same position where you don't have a payment and you're able to live in a home and age in place and do all that sort of thing. And then obviously, of course, there's the straight out buy, how to do it. The only thing you need to do to qualify is be 62 years of age, or one of the spouses needs to be 62 years of age or older. And so that should be pretty interesting. In the past, anytime that topic has come up, it's generally generated a fair number of calls and or emails and questions and that sort of thing. So hopefully you'll find those topics pretty interesting. And if you have anybody that you would like interviewed or a topic of discussion or any of that sort of thing, you know, please don't hesitate to go to my webpage, which is askfredjohnson.com, or send me an email direct at fred@dukewarner.com. And I'd be happy to talk with you about it, or happy just to go ahead and take your lead and encouragement and see if we can get that person in here to get that information out. Topic, person, whatever it may be, anything to make the show better, because I can assure you, if you're thinking it, somebody else is as well, and they're going to be happy to hear that information. So it looks like it's time for us to take a little break. We'll take a break. If you'd like to call in, the number here at the station is 541-388-1110. And when we come back, let's see, what are we going to talk about? Oh, I got a couple of fun things here to talk about. And if you're one, I'm just kind of doing a call out without calling out a name. If you're one of the parties that sent me some information with reference to some of these tax issues, please feel free to call in, 541-388-1110. You're listening to Talk Real Estate with Fred Johnson here on FM News 100, 1110, KBND.